good evening, guys. Welcome to another episode of The Ogie Show. My name is Odeche, your beautiful and wonderful host. Yes, I am. Anyway, first off, I want to apologize for not being here last week Friday due to some circumstances that were beyond my control. I just couldn't put out content last week. I had work, Easter holiday, and a whole lot of things I didn't have time to record, and then my guest that was supposed to be on the show with me cancelled. So anyway, how's your Easter break? How have you been? What have you been up to? I would like to hear all about it. You can send me a message or an email at theogieshow@gmail.com. You can also check out our Instagram and Twitter handles at The Ogie Show. You can also join the conversation following the hashtag The Ogie Show Podcast, and just to give your opinions. So yeah, again, thank you for doing this with me. Thank you for this journey. Thank you for listening. It's really, in this part of the world where data is not cheap, it's quite hard to it's really a great sacrifice to use your data to listen to a podcast that is more than, in fact, anything recording that is about more than 5 minutes long, it's data suicide. But thank you nonetheless. Today I'll be talking about fraud. It's quite heartbreaking that a lot of things has been, has almost become the norm in Nigeria, which is, it's really sad. It's driving me crazy. And then to think of about the fact that, you know, people who are supposedly enlightened, people who are supposedly role models, I think role models is a reach, it's me stretching their importance, but people who have other people looking up to them, you know, public figures as they are actually coming out to be for or against this, and it's terrible to watch. It's heartbreaking to watch. You know, you look at the youths of Nigeria and the kind of things, you go on social media, you go on blogs, you basically the internet, and you see people, most of the young people defending internet fraud. It's, I can't quite get my head around it. I just cannot do that. It's not just a picture that, it's not a beautiful picture actually. It's not. So recently, topic for today is hustler or fraudster. Are you a hustler or a fraudster? And this topic is coming from, like I said earlier, the fact that what is trending or has been trending since the beginning of this week has been of this fraud thing. And I know previously or prior to this week, Simi, the golden voice songstress, she came out and she openly condemned the act of these fraudsters, aka Yahoo Boys or G Boys or whatever it is they call themselves. I really do not care. And so many people came, some people went as head as writing 3 pages of nonsense just to defend, I'm calling it nonsense, 3 pages of nonsense just to defend internet fraud. Nobody's looking at the bigger picture. Nobody's looking at the fact that this thing makes us collectively look bad to the international community. This thing makes us look like thieves. It's basically what it is. It's stealing. You're a thief if you're a fraudster, if you're an internet fraudster, whatever you call it. It's not a hustle. It's you. You're stealing. You're stealing from people's hard-earned money. You're stealing from people's sweat. I mean, people go on the internet. The internet is a good place. It's a good thing. It's a great thing that happens to our generation. But we're misusing it. Instead of us using, you know, the fact that the internet came, the World Wide Web, we could go into things like tech, you know, invent stuff, use the internet to do so many things, like so many amazing young men and women doing in Nigeria today. But no, you decide you're just going to, you know how to work a system, know how to work a laptop, know how to work a computer or whatever it is, a phone or anything, and then use it to defraud people. I mean, does that even make sense to you at all? It does not make sense. You're ruining lives. You're killing people. Our Nigerian passport is totally useless. It's useless. So many people. I'm not involved in fraud. I don't even know anybody. I don't have anybody like that that I know that is doing this thing. Not even, not consciously. You might be doing it and I know you and I don't know that's what you're doing. But if I know that's what you do, believe you me, the day I find out, I will cut off from you. I don't care how long I've known you, I will cut off from you because you are not a good person. Do not say the economy is bad. We are all in this Nigeria together. We are all going through the same economy together. If someone can decide to go to work, take an 8 to 5 or 9 to 5 to put bread on his table or her table, you do not have an excuse for, you know, going into fraudulent activities. No. And fraud in this moment, I'm talking about, you know, the whole 9 years. I'm not just talking about internet fraud. I'm talking about people that, you know, steal from their offices, people that steal from their homes, everything like that. Just, we need to stop. We need to do better. This culture of celebrating nonsense, this culture of celebrating things that don't really matter, we just have to, we really, really need to do better. It's crazy, I tell you. It's really heartbreaking to you know, wake up in the morning, open your phone, and then you see news. Nigeria is even okay. The fact that it actually has, just go online, go to the World Wide Web and Google internet fraud. The first 10 links you see, my dear, the first 10 links you see, it has Nigeria in it. You just see all Nigeria, internet fraud, everything, all the blogs, all the websites that are talking about internet fraud has Nigeria in it. There's even what they call it, the Nigerian prince. That is the second most, beside hacking into business emails and the rest of them. It's really sad. And now, people who are supposed to be, you know, telling the youth or telling the young people, children and all that, because everybody now has a smartphone. Even children that are 10 years old have smartphones. They're on social media. They are exposed to all sorts of things. And someone they look up to goes out there. Yeah, I'm going to say, I find it grossly irresponsible of Davido, Zlatan, and the rest of them that keep, what is Naira? I don't know. Okay, but then I saw Naira Marley. I don't know who he is. I've never heard any song from him or any of that. But I saw him that he started this thing. He made a case for internet fraudsters and the likes of them. And then he keeps talking about, I think his excuse, which was pure bullshit, pardon my language, which is pure bullshit, was the fact that the Europeans actually colonized our ancestors, and so stealing from them, stealing their hard-earned money or hard-earned savings through internet is sort of like a payback, or should I say karma, for all of that. And I just thought about it, and like, transatlantic slave trade, Yahoo. Transatlantic slave trade, Yahoo. What is the correlation? Really, what exactly is the correlation between both of them? And then I actually just thought about it again, and I said, if actually Naira Marley's ancestors or forefathers were taken as slaves by the Europeans during the transatlantic slave trade, which was one of the most popular slave trades that has ever happened in the world, Naira Marley would not be in Nigeria. He would probably be in America or Jamaica or the UK or Europe or somewhere, you know, calling himself a black man, not an African. He will call himself, he will say he's black, he's not African, and he wouldn't be in Nigeria right now. He wouldn't know where his maternal or paternal home is. He wouldn't be able to trace his ancestry. If he dies, they bury him in his cemetery, they will not take him back to his father's compound, assuming where he's from. They have such culture, or they have such, you know, they have such a tradition. I'm trying to imagine. So if they actually had taken your forefather, your grandfather, or your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather as a slave, my dear, you would not be here. You'd probably be somewhere calling yourself descendant of slaves, which right now you, for you coming out to say that, you're definitely acting like a descendant of slave, you know. Okay, I'm trying not to show how upset I am about the whole thing. It's just, if you're doing this, just know that you're ruining lives. You're giving Nigeria a bad name. You're making it hard, really, really making it hard for all the hardworking and smart and patriotic Nigerians to do well abroad. You're closing down opportunities for them. You're hurting the country, you're hurting people that did nothing to you. And besides, even if you want to say slave trade and you want to fight back, the people that actually were slave owners are no longer alive. They are no longer in America. Their children are not even alive right now. You're getting their fourth generation or fifth generation after, and these people actually do not, you know, they don't own slaves, don't buy us. You want to fight slavery, Abi? Guess what? Your neighbor, your African neighbor here called Libya, Libya, your African neighbor, they were carrying your people last year, last year and last 2 years, they were carrying them and they were buying them off as slaves. Why are you not stealing from Libyans? Let's say you want to play God, you want to, you know, you want to be God, you want to show yourself that, oh, I am an avenger, I'm avenging my, you know, your inner Iron Man or Hulk or Captain America coming out, you know, just to show that, yeah, I want to avenge my ancestors, I want to hurt all of these people. For guess what, your ancestors, their spirits are fighting. Leave them, those ones, they are Hanan and Lammo, they are in the land of the dead, of the spirits, they are dead fighting their own battles. Now you have you have this generation, you have as far back as last year, was just basically 4 months ago, it ended 4 months ago, that was December 31st 2018, that's when 2018 ended. So throughout last year, we had, I think by this time last year was when the whole outrage over on social media came, or was it 2017, that Libyans, Nigerians are being sold off as slaves in Libya. Now this one is more recent. You want to build, or you want to show this one, your fellow Africans are selling themselves. Because why? They don't have the same color as your skin tone. Your skin tone, your skin complexion and theirs are not really the same. So now you want to show yourself, go and steal from Libyans. Yeah. So from people that I'm not ready to talk about those that carry drugs. So those ones is that when I listen to the news, or I read the news or any of that, and I see that a Nigerian or Nigerians or group of people from Nigeria are going to be sentenced to death or beheaded by any of these Asian countries, or for pushing drugs, for fraud and the rest of them, I'm sorry but this is me not saying I don't have empathy, but I don't feel sorry for them. I don't feel any sort of sympathy. I don't, because I'm like, you had a choice. See, that is the thing, you cannot tell me you don't have a choice. Is it greed, selfishness and discontentment, or not having or lacking contentment as a human being. It's enough reason. That is the only reason why you go and steal. That's the only reason why you decide that you want to become a Yahoo. No, because one, you want to just drive a Benz, which is their typical car brand to buy. You want to buy a Benz, you want to splurge money on buying Ace of Spades or more Chandon and the rest of them, Hennessy and the rest. You want to pop 20 bottles in the club and all of that nonsense. You want to tension people, you want to carry different girls and all, which is basically it. I mean, I've not seen anybody that did that. 95% or even 98% of these boys actually do not invest their money. After a while, they go back to square zero. And to show you how much they've taken this thing, how much they are doing this, that now they went diabolical. Try last year, we're talking about pants, people using pants, Yahoo Plus, whatever. Just, oh God, George Nicken now, oh Lord. This is, it's just, oh God. You know, every day we complain about our corrupt and greedy and selfish politicians, but our generation, we rebrand and repackage corruption. As in, we will, by the time we are done with corruption, it will seem, we will present it in a white box with a red ribbon on it, and then when they open it, corruption will be, will look like gold to whoever it is that is being presented with an opportunity to be corrupt. One will see it to be like, oh, okay, none. But what we don't understand is this whole corruption thing. It's not just our politicians, it's us. Corruption is when you, as a human being, when you were about to take your common entrance or first school living certificate, your mom had to pay for special center for you just so you will pass. That is corruption. When you were about to write your work, you had to go to a special center. Corruption is you cheating in an examination. Corruption is you, instead of going through a normal process to at the airport or queuing for anything, no, you would want to go through the fact that you know somebody. Corruption is you, not it's us. I feel it's a mindset. It's just in our heads, and until we start teaching ethics from our primary schools and not waiting until people are in tertiary institutions before you teach them about, you know, ethics and things not to do, until we start teaching not social studies, until we start imbibing or inculcating or incorporating, I don't know which one to use exactly, but I think they both serve same purpose right now. Inculcating such practices in our academic calendar, or should I say our academic in the university, they say course outline too. Let me use course outline. Scheme of work is primary and secondary. Scheme of work and then course outline for tertiary institutions. We will not move forward. We need to change the mentality, because kids are looking at, they are watching us and they are seeing the things that we normalize, and nothing influences a child more than the society he or she grew up in. I mean, it's quite just a little percentage of people who decide that they don't want to be a product of their environment. They don't want to, which no matter how you look at it, even in sociology they say that agents of socialization, the family, religion, school, they all help in socializing in a child, and then the environment the child grows up in and all of that. So you just have to, we need to do better. I'm saying it that if you're I don't care if your whose ox is gone, I'm going to say it, if you're doing Yahoo Yahoo, you're a thief. There is no difference between you and a man that walks out at night and carries a gun to go and rob a family of whatever it is he can get for that night. There is no difference between the both of you. You might not be carrying a gun, but you're doing worse. People have ended up in the hospitals because of your actions. People have committed suicide because of your actions. But you see, what is funny is the fact that you think just because you're doing it to white men. And I'm beginning to, you people, this rain is beginning to fall on all our roofs, because now you people are suddenly ignoring white people. You're now bringing it back home. The other time, was it early this month, a woman was rolling on the floor in front of her ATM because she was at home and money, all her life savings of almost 500,000 naira, which is, she was looking at her phone and it was just disappearing from her account. And then she went to the bank and she was lying and she was crying and all of that. So you people are bringing it back home. Until when you do, and you say that your fellow Yahoo boy, go steal from your mother or from your uncle or anything. Maybe that's when, I'm waiting. We'll get, probably before the end of the year, we'll hear more stories like that. You people will start stealing from each other. You start stealing from your fellow relatives. Maybe that's the time where, you know, and I feel like we need to really start, you know, taking crime seriously. From our, people should do time, you know, they should do time, and they should, it's not just going to prison. You should feel neglect in a society. You should, they should so ignore you. They should, as in, so many things should happen to you as a corrupt person, whether as a politician or as a young boy or anything, that's the thought of you committing crime should be enough for you to tell yourself that, you know what? No, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do any of this. It's enough, because enough is enough. We need to stop this. We need to stop doing this. You know, celebrities like Fowl, Simi, and the rest of them have come out and openly condemned this. And a lot of people have come, also stupid celebrities too, have also come to, yeah, I used the word stupid and I'm not sorry, have also come to argue for internet fraud, which is and I think we also, you see all these people that have endorsements from all these multi-coys and multinationals and the rest of them, they should, their endorsement should be taken away from them, because they are also accomplices to all of this. Because when someone like Davido tweets that nobody holy pass, or puts it on Instagram, nobody holy pass, just because Tunde Enot came out to, you know, say that we should really stop internet fraud and the rest of them, imagine if Infinix actually terminate his contract with them and Pepsi too for that. Forget the fact that his father is a billionaire. No. Even if his father has shares in this stuff, I'm sure the man knows that business-wise, that is not good for the image of the company or any of that. No. When they start taking it away, you do that, maybe this person comes and says, oh, there is no job, the country is hard, we really should not be hard on Yahoo boys, we should focus on our politicians. Take away his endorsements. Let's see if he's only recording. How many people are buying your music? How many of them have iPhones to actually give you $5 or anything to buy your music? Maybe they will go on Not Just Okay or any other place and download it for free. Let's see now, when you do that and they don't call you for concert, when there's no brand endorsement, let's see how you're going to fit. Let's see how you're going to come on Instagram and slay and you know, call people broke because they don't agree with your opinion. Now we need to start holding everybody, we are all collectively responsible for this mess that we are in right now. We need to do better, from the brands to, from the government to the citizens to the multinationals to every single person in Nigeria. We have to come out collectively and condemn this. You have to, if you know anybody that's a Yahoo boy, stop talking to the person. No, yes, what's he going to do? The only thing he will tell you that you're broke and you're jealous, and they say, okay, wait to come up, at least you know, be thief. Yes, that's it. If he tells you you're broke, tell him you're fine. You're not a thief. A good name is better than riches. Yes, it is. So that's just what it is. And I'm just going to end this rant right now, because this is actually a rant, but I felt like I should put this out there. I just got tired. I was irritated to my bone marrow seeing all of this, and it just, I mean, God of justice. Okay guys, I'm going to stop here, and we're going to see again next week. No, we're going to have this conversation again next week. Probably not this particular conversation, but you know what? You don't know. I'm talking too much. We're going to be back next week. Please share, subscribe to the podcast. Please share the podcast. Please like the podcast. Please retweet our tweets. Please repost our post on Instagram. Just do anything to support us. We're really, 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 really grateful to you. So thank you, and until next time. Before I go, also do not forget that it's the Oge Show on Instagram and Twitter. There's no Facebook account for now. We're still working on that, and I'm still trying to see how that, but we want to focus on Instagram and Twitter for now. So for that, thank you guys for listening, and see you next week. Bye. Thank you.